yes, you are beautiful, but let's work towards getting you healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's work towards, you know, helping you actually.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wellness Waves, a mental health podcast. I'm your host, Mackenzie, and today we'll be talking about eating disorders. I just want to let you know this is a sensitive topic, so just be cautious when listening. Today, we'll be talking with our expert, who is a college nursing student. Her name is Serena DeLordo, and she's going to provide us insight on eating disorders. We'll be discussing the definition, the types of eating disorders, and current trends within the topic. So, Serena, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, can you please explain of who you are and a little bit about your background and knowledge with eating disorders?
So I am a college student. I'm majoring in allied health and I'm going to grad school for nursing. I was the president of my sorority and the vice president of philanthropy, where I was trained by the National Association Anorexia Nervosa and Associated Disorders. With that, I learned a lot about how to spot an eating disorder, where people can get resources, and just how to bring up the topic when it comes to college students especially, and how it affects everyone in college from males to females.
Perfect. So first, I just want to start out with a simple, what is an eating disorder? And then if you want to elaborate on anorexia nervosa as well.
There are three different types of eating disorders. You have bulimia, binge eating, and anorexia nervosa. All three can be really serious and they can all vary. They can stem from other mental health disorders or just be something that stems from body dysmorphia.
So you brought up body dysmorphia. Recently found out that's not a common term people know. So can you please explain what body dysmorphia is?
Yes. So someone will be looking in the mirror and we as a viewer see someone who is in shape, fit, healthy looking, and they look in the mirror and they might see someone who's really heavy and overweight.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand of it, there might be the opposite. It's constantly just thinking like you don't look the way you actually looked, or having this poor perception of yourself mm-hmm. that isn't actually true.
Is it almost like a false perception?
Yeah.
False reality?
Yeah.
And do they just, is it just weight or can it be any type of
It can be body? Anything. I was just focusing on weight, but it can mm-hmm. be anything in your body. It can be your face, you know, just like looking and thinking, you know, like I'm not good enough. Essentially, it's the thought of I'm not pretty enough. I'm not mm-hmm. good enough. I would like to change this, this, and this about myself.
I mean, I feel like a lot of, especially I know myself, I've thought those thoughts before. So I would assume it's very common among girls, guys, whoever. So can you please explain like the signs of an eating disorder? Or, like how would you spot that out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I was trained, they did tell us that one of the biggest things is someone might be pulling away, might not be hanging out with their friends as much. You just might not hear from them as much. But there are also the people that keep it very well hidden and can still be very mm-hmm. social. And you might not know that it's happening. And it's very hard to spot with those people. But, you know, especially like when you go out to eat with that person or ask that person to go out to eat and they don't eat or they get something really small, that's especially for anorexia nervosa. But even binge eating, it's like sometimes they might not eat, but then you see them eat, you know, a whole bunch of food
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, it's not healthy. But yeah, a lot of times personality switch will happen, high stress levels. Yeah, I think college, a lot of times it comes from with girls, ex-boyfriends, you see that mm-hmm. a lot. You also see it even just with school, how much stress they put everyone under. It's like, how do you cope? It's how does someone cope with that?
Okay, so it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, a lot of times it is.
So you said before that it affects college students a lot. Does it affect more males or females? And how does it differ between?
So typically, you know, you see it a lot more with the females. Mm-hmm. And I think females are more likely to reach out and get help. Females are also more likely to spot. Males, on the other hand, are not so much. A lot of times, males will keep that very well hidden. And, you know, you might look at someone, especially a male, and think, wow, they're in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the gym all the time. They do this and that. But it comes down, like, are you getting the nutrients you need? Like, are you intaking what you're supposed to be intaking? And a lot of times that is hidden with males. So I would say, you know, we don't actually have a really good statistic to see how well, you know, the comparison works between males versus females.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's also like a mental health disorder that is underdiagnosed because people don't reach out? People might think it's normal to eat the amount that they're eating. Maybe like their parents grew up that way and they were raised that way, but then they're realizing, oh wait, no, like I'm not eating enough of the nutrients and I'm always tired and or, you know, having these other effects.
Yeah, I think definitely it's categorized as a mental health disorder. That's mm-hmm. number one. That's something that I feel like a lot of people don't understand. They think it's like this physical thing, but I don't think it's diagnosed enough. Mm-hmm. Especially because it might be hard to reach out and it might be hard to identify within yourself, this is happening. Even like the common trends of, you know, let's cut down our calories for how much, for how long, like
lose weight fast.
Lose
fast
weight really, yeah, fast weight. Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like that's a huge problem. And then you get used to that. And then, you know, you realize your stomach is shrinking and you're not eating as much. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people have really great friends or family who might notice that and, you know, call it out. But sometimes people don't. And I feel like that is why it's especially underdiagnosed and also might be mistaken for anxiety or depression. And even in oneself, they might think it's anxiety or depression when in mm-hmm. reality, it might be a combination of all of these things.
Yeah. And then also, like, if you're not getting the nutrients you need, you're going to have anxiety. You're going to be depressed.
You're not going to function normally.
It's really,
your
like,
brain,
I feel like it's kind of coinciding each other. Besides other mental health disorders like anxiety, depression that we mentioned, what other consequences are there to eating disorders?
A lot of people don't understand the full concept of the brain yet, but mm-hmm. a lot of people do think, you know, you don't intake enough nutrients. What happens? Like, mm-hmm. what happens long term with that? I know that there's been studies done with like early onset Alzheimer's for people that might be obese or overweight, which might come along with binge eating, might not, but mm-hmm. that's a huge thing. And just overall, you're not really functioning like a normal human would. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it, it's, you're not getting everything that you need in a day. You might not even be drinking enough water, because I know people are crazy about water weight and how much you're trying to lose and what happens. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it can just feel so fatigued that it affects every single part of your life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also with like bulimia, I know if you are purging, that also affects the esophagus as mm-hmm. well. And yeah. also like your teeth as well.
Your teeth will rot. A lot of times that can cause like gum cancer. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people do damage right in the back of their throat. And, you know, your stomach acid is coming up all the time. It really does destroy like the trachea, everything within that realm. And you do realize your stomach, then your stomach pH is also mm-hmm. off if you're throwing up that often.
Yeah, so it's not just, oh, I want to look a certain way. It's, and, you know, I look skinny, so I'm fine. Like, no, you are affecting internally what's going on as
well. Yeah, internally. And with anorexia, too, it's it can really affect the way your body functions mm-hmm. from your heart, and I mean passing out, to your kidneys, to your liver. And, yeah, your stomach's going to shrink. And with each one, there's something different that might happen mm-hmm. that I feel like a lot of people don't understand. And they might just think, oh, this is a mental health disorder. It's also a physical disorder. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, it's hard to decipher who's in charge of helping what. And you kind of have to put a nutritionist and like a psychiatrist and a therapist all together to kind of come up with a treatment plan for somebody who is struggling with an eating disorder.
So we said that you focus more on college population, correct?
Yeah.
We talked about stress. Is there any other influences among college students that you think causes a certain type of eating disorder?
Social media, I think, would be a huge aspect of eating disorders. I mean, we don't have anything to compare it to because this is the first time that we've really seen social media come out so much. And, you know, we had Instagram and we had Snapchat growing up, but mm-hmm. when the TikTok came out, it was just like you're seeing these videos of these picture perfect people. I mean, me and you both look at them and I know we're thinking, wow, how does somebody get that body? Mm-hmm. How does somebody do that? Let's look at these diets that people mm-hmm. are doing that might work for them, but does not mean that they're going to work for you. And when you're constantly comparing yourself, it's like, how are you ever going to look at yourself mm-hmm. and think I'm good the way I am?
Yeah. I always think back to just the Kardashians.
Yep.
I feel like that really started like this wave of, I have to have the skinniest arms, the flattest stomach and the biggest butt. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like what I've seen just growing up is even just in middle school or high, everyone's being compared to everyone else. And, oh, this girl has this and that girl has that. Or even guys too. This guy's too skinny or this guy is not, feel like social media, especially. It's so.
Everyone's competing with each other.
Yeah. And it's also in your face all the time.
There's no. And, mm-hmm. you know, so many people are like, well, delete it. Well, that's how our generation keeps in contact. Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
How do you want me to be a normal person when that is the norm nowadays. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you could delete it, but the thing is, you're always going to get it back. Mm-hmm. You're always going, that's how people make connections. That's how people network nowadays. Like, people will go, jobs will go check your social media to see what's on there. And like, that's what's mm-hmm. crazy. Like, people are like, delete it. But like, if you don't have one, it's considered very strange nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, good for you if you never had one and don't want to have one, but like, especially for girls in college, that's a hard concept to pick up. It's hard
because even you're in a sorority, you said, like, yeah. you have to use social media to promote things and to get word
right,
out
right.
and even to share, like, hey, I know you guys raise money for the association
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and we do, like, bingo boards. Mm-hmm. So, like, we'll post them to our Instagram yeah. story and say, you know, these are the 9 boxes. Like, please help to fill these 9 mm-hmm. boxes of $10, $5, $2. And, you know, it's not a requirement to post it, but it's highly encouraged.
So obviously social media like has its goods and bad to it. One thing I do want to talk about with social media and also just kind of like the culture that we're growing up in is body positivity. And do you think it's helpful? Do you think it's harmful? What's your take on it?
I think there's a lot of positives that do come from it. Mm-hmm. And I think it does really help people understand the fact that they are beautiful the way that mm-hmm. they are. Do I think in terms of being healthy, if that's necessarily, sometimes that's not what's healthy mm-hmm. that they're putting out there. Sometimes it's not. And that's okay. I mean, it depends who's doing the ads and who's doing the influences. I think the whole movement is a great idea. Mm-hmm. But, you know, being unhealthy, underweight or overweight, you know, there's mm-hmm. there's sides of it where you can't go to an extreme, you know. Always consult with your doctor is what yeah. I say. You know, like, it's something that has reached a lot of girls and I think has helped a lot of girls. And I don't think it's hurt anybody, but, you know, people also shouldn't be making a norm out of eating disorders. Like, mm-hmm. oh, like, because I've seen things where it's like, you're beautiful no matter what, which is true, but it might be showing a girl who is completely anorexic and someone who binge eats a lot. And it's mm-hmm. like, yes, you are beautiful, but let's work towards getting you healthier. Mm-hmm. Like, let's work towards, you know, helping you actually.
Yeah, one thing that just came into my mind with social media is, yes, not everyone's same. We all have different nutritional intakes, and I think it's good to find out what that is, whether you want to consult to a doctor, mm-hmm. do your own research, or just trial and error, whatever. One thing I do see is what I eat in a day.
Oh, please, I know. I know.
And sometimes I'm like, you had a piece of toast.
Yeah.
And some broccoli.
Yeah.
And that's what you ate today. And they're just like, 5 pounds down. I'm like, I just don't feel like it's just beneficial to anyone.
No.
Like, and I think it just does take a responsibility.
It's also, you know, there's the other side of it. Like I said, you know, mm-hmm. there's that girl on TikTok who does like what I eat in a day. And she's like this tinier girl. Like, I think what, she's like 5'2" or something. And like, she's pretty skinny and, you know, she looks like she's in great shape, mm-hmm. but she's like what I eat in a day. And she takes you to McDonald's, Chick-fil-A and 5 other places. It's not what I don't care what you're eating, but you know, like, let's be mm-hmm. healthy about it. There needs to be a balance. Like, it comes down to like nutrition. Like, you need a good, well-balanced diet. That's also not healthy yeah. either.
And it's harmful too, because weight has something to do with genetics.
Yeah.
As well.
I mean, your body image, tell me like it's not similar to one of your parents or one of your aunts.
My mom and I are the same.
Me too. Like, right. Exactly.
So I'm never going to look like this girl. But then again, she has to, I feel like social media, not just her, I'm sorry, but social media in general and just eating disorders and body positivity or body dysmorphia, you also have to understand that not everyone can eat what you eat. Yes, you could suggest it, but so now a girl might be overeating and start a binge eating or, you know, stop eating. And
like, she might think if she eats yeah. like that, she's going to look like you. That's not the reality of it. Mm-hmm. Also, no one should be eating like that in the sense of you should not be eating fast food.
Right.
5 meals a day. Like mm-hmm. it's not healthy for you. Like, that will also make you feel fatigued the same way that
right.
not eating would make you feel fatigued, because it's just not a healthy diet. Mm-hmm. But I think that, yeah, it's also like, you don't realize what you're putting out there and what other girls might try. And then that might turn into binge eating for some girls. That also might turn into bulimia for some girls. They eat it and then they throw up right after. Mm-hmm. And I see comments on that girl's post that are like, you're definitely bulimic and throw that up right after. Do people not understand, like, that may be a trigger to some mm-hmm. people? Some people might look at that and be like, maybe that's what she does and I'm going to try it.
Yeah, definitely a slippery slope. One thing I do want to circle back is to college students, real life, friend groups, sororities, just people you're surrounded in your university. How does that affect students?
So I think that, I mean, I can even say like myself, like I think my freshman year coming here, I'm a senior now, but 4 years ago, you know, coming here, you come to this campus and everyone has this bleach blonde hair. They're beautiful. They all go to the gym like 7 days a week. You struggle to fight that back, like that you're good enough. And, you know, I definitely went through a phase my freshman year of adjusting. And I just remember like I would not eat until the end of the night and it would be like one little thing. And I did that for like a year. That's insane. And I look back and I'm like, why did I do that to myself? But the thing is, you know, I got the help I needed. I went to a therapist and I said, hey, listen, like this is what's happening and I'm not really sure why I'm doing it. Like, I think also anxiety played a huge role in it. And I, you know, I needed to deal with that first before I could also deal with, you know, my eating habits. And I think also what comes with it is a lot of times, even now, sometimes like I'll realize I don't eat for a full day. And I'm like, oh my God. And then you eat like this huge meal and it's like, oh my God, like which, like it needs, there needs to be a balance. And I see it with my friends too, like still senior year, like they might be like, oh, we have formal. I'm not going to eat today. I'm like that. Yeah, we're not going to do that today. That's what we're not going to do. And I will make them eat. And you know, it's not in a mean way. It's like, oh, casually, well, I'm really hungry. So like, will you eat with me?
Yeah.
Like, and you see it because there needs to be like the standard to post on social media that you look that good.
Yeah, everything intertwines, which yeah. is just crazy. Obviously, I've experienced, it's so unfortunate because I do feel like every girl does experience this in some way. And somehow it's still such an issue. How do you think we can improve this in colleges?
I think the biggest thing is like bringing awareness to it. And I do think that that's where body positivity plays a huge role. Like I know my sorority goes out on campus and does a week of like body positivity. And, you know, we have mirrors stuck up and it's like, you know, post something that like you love about yourself and like stick it on the mirror. Sweet. Then it's like, okay, the next day throw out like an insecurity you have like in the trash can. Like, and you know, it's just like the little things because no one's ever going to be perfect. I mean, maybe, but like you're always going to have something. Even if you get 45 different surgeries done, there's always going to be something next and something better. And you know, something that somebody has that you don't, like, it doesn't mean that you're any less because somebody else is different than you. Like, she's great, but so am I. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that needs to be brought up, especially around college girls. That is a huge thing that I feel like they don't understand the concept of.
Do you have any advice to maybe a person who sees a friend or a family member struggling with an eating disorder, and how should they go about it? And what's the best way to do that?
I think that that might be one of the hardest things that you have to do. I always recommend, you know, approaching them in a loving, caring manner and not judgmental. Mm-hmm. You can't say, you know, I've noticed this and like, it's not normal. Don't ever say that it's not normal, because realistically, at one point in your life, you've probably thought about doing it or have gone through it. So, you know, if you're going to approach them, maybe it's an intervention with a group of people, but I always suggest one-on-one. I think it's more comfortable. And I think just coming to them in a caring manner and saying, hey, listen, I'm concerned about you. Like, do you want to tell me if there's something stressing you out or there's something wrong? There's no need to say, you know, I've noticed you stopped eating. I noticed you started eating more. There's no need. Is there something wrong? Do you want to talk about something? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the best way that you can approach it.
I do want to ask you if any other information or messages to the audience on this topic.
I would just say for anyone struggling, you're going to get through it. You definitely have a support system that you might not even realize that you have. And always therapists and psychiatrists and doctors out there that are willing to help. And even those hotlines are definitely something to give a thought to.
Well, thank you so much, Serena. I'm so glad you came in and gave us your expertise on eating disorders and some mental health topics.
You're welcome.
Thanks. So that is it for today on Wellness Waves podcast, where we talked about eating disorders, body dysmorphia, and societal influences on these conditions. I'm your host, Mackenzie Hughes, and until next time on Wellness Waves.